Wouldn't it be tragic if after all this effort that we make in our life, that we come to the judgment only to realize that we loved God for all the wrong reasons? If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Welcome to day 8 in this 33-day consecration to Our Lady, Star of the Sea, placing ourselves in Our Lady's hands to be at service for the souls in purgatory, consisting of this video, a daily sacrifice, and at the very end, on April 19th, the consecration prayer based on St. Maximilian's. Let's get into today's reading. And all of these are coming from the unpublished manuscript on purgatory. Make it a practice to live in the presence of God with a pure intention. God seeks devoted souls who will love him for his own sake. These are very few. He wants you to be one of his true friends. Many think they love God, but they love him for their own sakes. What comes to mind is several movies from the 80s and 90s that all have sort of the theme of this very busy businessman who places his love in his money and in his success instead of his family. And then he gets a second chance and he finally opens his eyes to see, why didn't I love my family? It was such a wonderful opportunity. As St. Augustine would say, late have I loved thee, O God. That's how we're going to feel at the judgment when we see God and how beautiful he is. And why didn't we love him for his own sake instead of for all the other reasons we see in purgatory? In the lower level, those that barely loved God at all, those in the second purgatory, those that loved God for all the wrong reasons, and then those in the final stage, those that loved God for the right reason, but far too little. And one of the most tragic things and difficult things in the spiritual life is, first of all, for us to realize that we love God for the wrong reasons after all this effort that we've made. And then on top of that, being aware that there's nothing that we can do to change our own hearts, that we're powerless to change that, that God has to be the one that purifies our hearts, that we have to pray with the psalm, create a clean heart in me, O God. And that doesn't mean just a heart free from lust, but rather it means a heart that loves God for the right reasons. What could be some of these wrong reasons that sometimes we get confused? Well, one is loving God only when times are good, or loving God for his gifts, or loving God because it feels good in some way. And in some way, we can see the same dynamic in marriage. For those of you that are married, it could be difficult to love your wife or your husband for the right reasons. We don't know if we're doing it. Sometimes we have to have time purify that in us. When all the shiny things are gone, when things are difficult, that's really the only time that we know whether we love our spouse for the right reason. With God, it would be the equivalent of loving God from the cross at the worst moment of our life, loving him there the most. If we are honest, we cannot do this. We cannot do this on our own strength. Isn't it sad as I verbally depict this, that the reading tells us the truth? There are so few that do this. But God wants us to be one of those few. When you step back and in your imagination, look at the world and look at the 7 billion people that are there, how lucky are we that God is asking us to be one of those few? He's asking everyone to be one of those few, but hardly any of them are listening. At least we should. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I will see you in day 9.